Between 50 and 500 billion zebra mussels now live in New York's Hudson River. That's a lot of hungry mouths to feed on the river's zooplankton and phytoplankton. The problem is the mussels are not the only ones that like to dine on the microscopic plants and animals. A new report suggests the mussels are stealing food from some of the river's fish. That's forcing those fish to look elsewhere for their meals. Sandra Nierzwicki Bauer is the director of the Darin Freshwater Institute and a biology professor at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. She says the zebra mussels can dramatically alter an ecosystem.
They're very rapid filter feeders, and as such, they're able to remove a tremendous amount of the phytoplankton, algae, bacteria in the water column. As such, the phytoplankton serves as food sources for other organisms, so you really are impacting the entire food web.
Nierzwicki Bauer says those impacts go all the way up to fish. David Strayer is a freshwater ecologist at the Institute of Ecosystem Studies and a lead author of the report on the Hudson River. He says his team studied fish populations in the Hudson both before and since zebra mussels colonized there.
In the open water fish species, we saw declines in abundance, we saw declines in growth rates, and we saw that the populations of those fish tended to shift downriver compared to the period before the zebra mussel invasion.
That means some of the most common and popular fish in the Hudson are no longer where they used to be, among them American shad, herring, and white perch. That's because the zebra mussels are eating those fish's food, forcing the fish to go elsewhere. Bont Strayer says while some fish have had to move away from the mussels, some species have welcomed their new neighbors.
In the same period of time, we saw populations of fish that live in the weed beds. We saw those populations increase. We saw growth rates of those fish increase, and we saw the populations of those weed bed fish shift upriver into the areas where the zebra mussel lived.
These forage fish have more to eat because the plants at the river's bottom are growing more. That's because the zebra mussels clear up the water, which allows more sunlight to reach the plants. Strayer says the zebra mussels have changed almost everything about the Hudson's ecology, but he says some of those changes have been difficult to predict, and the changes may not apply to all bodies of water where the mussels have colonized. This is one of the first studies using long-term data that looks at the zebra mussels' effect on fish populations, but there is some evidence that other bodies of water are dealing with similar situations. There have been reports that zebra mussels may be affecting smelt and chub in Lake Michigan. These smaller fish are food for larger species such as trout and salmon. But while the results are comparable, David Strayer says the changes in the Hudson River are more pronounced than changes elsewhere.
This isn't because we have more zebra mussels in the Hudson than any other places, but it's because there are differences in the structure of the ecosystem between the Hudson River and the Great Lakes and other places that have been invaded. So you have to be a little cautious extrapolating from one body of water to the next.
That sentiment is shared by Andy Canely. He's a fishery scientist with the Hudson River Fishery Unit of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. He also worked on the new study. Canely warns for now the results only apply to young fish and not adults. That's because fish can live up to 30 years and the data don't go that far back.
Quite often, changes in early life stages will take some time to be translated to changes in fish populations and then into changes in fish communities. So it takes a lot of data, a lot of years of data, to see a change.
Canely says that means anglers in the Hudson might begin to notice some changes over the next few years. And he says the study did find a dramatic decrease in many of the species that people catch.
If these changes in production of young persist into the future, then definitely there will be a decrease in the abundance of the adults, which people are fishing for.
But that depends on what you're fishing for. The Institute of Ecosystem Studies' David Strayer says your perspective might change depending on what you're trying to catch.
If you're concerned about shad populations, if you're a shad fisherman, then you might be concerned with the zebra mussel invasion and think that it's a bad thing. If you like the weed beds, if you're a duck hunter or a largemouth bass fisherman, this might be regarded as a positive thing.
Strayer says the study shows zebra mussels are capable of having a tremendous impact on an ecosystem. He says it also shows the importance of being careful to prevent the introduction of invasive species like zebra mussels into an ecosystem. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brody.